We start at the first verse, chapter 5 of Romans. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Well, grace and peace to you from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit on this Holy Trinity Sunday. You know, in the age of computers, I really like this second lesson from Romans, because Paul talks about having access to God's grace. And in the computer world, you got to have a password to have access to the power of the computer, to the programs, to the documents, that all you have. And if you don't have the password, access denied. And for a lot of us older people, computers are a pain. We get older, we forget, what was that password? Oh no, they made me do a number and a capital, and I can't remember this password and that password. And now I have to reset it, and I've got to go through 37 steps to reset my password, and it's just not any fun. Well, fortunately, access to God is not nearly as complicated sometimes as the computer world can be. And so Paul, in our text today, says we have access to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our password that gives us access to God and his grace is Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, most people, or many people, don't have that password. Many people don't live with the joy and the peace and the love and the grace that our Jesus Christ gives us access to. You know, too many people live without faith at all. You know, the last episode of The Big Bang Theory, the most popular comedy show on TV. And you know, it's a funny show. I got to admit, I love those nerdy characters, and it's funny to laugh at. But when you think the whole premise is there's nothing but this world, it's all about science. And all this world is a random chemical reaction that brought the world into being. And if you look at the world that way, then there's no purpose to it. It's just created out of nothing, with no purpose, by no one. And if you believe that, that means you don't have access to love. You don't have access to peace. You don't have access to the hope of eternal life. If all you believe is the Big Bang Theory, if all you believe is all this world is random, and I think more and more people starting to believe that the material world is all there is, and they don't have access to the spiritual world, which we can have through Jesus Christ. For many other people, it's not that they don't believe in God, they believe in the wrong God. And again, that trip to China was eye-opening and a reminder of that whole bit about karma. And so much of our world, Buddhists and Hindus, believe in reincarnation. And so much of that belief system is you get what you deserve. You've been bad, sooner or later, karma's going to catch up to you. And if you've been good, you'll be rewarded, but you got to keep being good and better if you ever want to get to heaven. But it's a very burdensome works righteousness. I'm either going down the ladder or I'm trying to work to get to the ladder, but I'm never there. That's not a belief system of grace and love and peace. It's of law, of having to do to get better. And so that sense of fear of retribution from God, fear of punishment of God. And it's not only that, but even the reason we have a Lutheran church was the whole concept of purgatory in Martin Luther's day, that so many people lived in fear of having to go to purgatory. Maybe they would be saved, but they'd spend hundreds or even thousands of years suffering in purgatory before they could be good enough to be in the presence of God. And so for so many people, for so many ages, they haven't had access to God, access to grace, access to peace. And so our text reminds us today that the password is Jesus Christ. And when we know Him through our faith, that gives us access to know who God really is, to know our Heavenly Father. You know, our earthly fathers are very different, but Jesus gives access to the Heavenly Father. And the first thing we learn about Heavenly Father is, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish but may have eternal life. That's who our Heavenly Father is, who sends His own Son, that He would die that we might have eternal life, so that none might perish who believe in Him. So through Jesus Christ, we see God in a different light. We see God as a God of forgiveness. We see God as a God of salvation and of love. And all that is ours through our faith in Jesus Christ. He gives us access to God as God really is. You know, one of the things we need to remember is just how much that we have, and not to take it for granted. You know, going to China, I think one of the good things about leaving the country is it makes you appreciate what you've got here, because it's when you don't have it that you appreciate it. You know, when we got to China, I was going to send daily updates to everybody and pictures. Nope, there is no Facebook in China. You can't get any news in China. The government controls all the social media. It only lets you see what it wants you to see. It's a very controlling government. And how wonderful. I don't always like the news we have here, but at least we get it, and you can get it from either side. So we have freedom of the press. We have freedom of information. What a wonderful gift that is. And if you've ever been to Beijing, most of the time it is just smoggy. It is just an awful place to live, and that's where tens of millions of Chinese live there. And then you come back and you say, what a beautiful place we have, with low humidity and beautiful blue skies all the time, and to be thankful for it. Or I always think of all the hospitals, all the entertainment, all the things that we have here that they don't have throughout the world. And sometimes it's not until we leave it and come back that we begin to appreciate it all. And we have to make sure that we say, appreciate what we have through Jesus Christ. You know, we hear it every week, and sometimes you hear it every week, and it's just, oh, hum-hum. Yeah, of course, God loves me. But to realize a lot of the world doesn't know that. And it's not something you can take for granted. A lot of people live in fear or just live without any faith at all. And through faith in Jesus Christ, He says, we now have access to this grace, and we have peace with our Lord Jesus Christ. And He says, even in suffering, we have hope through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have the promise of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that changes the whole world. And sometimes I think, especially if we've grown up in the church, oh, you know, heard it. But maybe you need to step outside of it and say, man, don't take that for granted. Because most people in this world don't have that belief. Most people in the world don't live with that grace and peace that we have the joy of having through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's Jesus who reveals to us our Heavenly Father and all that He is. You know, today's Father's Day, and one of the realities of earthly fathers is our experiences can vary greatly. Some of you, as you celebrate fathers, think warmly, what wonderful father, and you think back to all the good things. Others of you have got painful memories. You know, I grew up with a loving father that was always there, spent hours in the backyard playing ball. He taught me all about money, even as a young person, to give money to church and to save money in the bank. He taught me that there are two sides to every argument, to listen to somebody else, to don't just be absorbed in yourself. He taught me my weird sense of humor. He loved to tease all the time. And so that's the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I love to tease. I am much of who I am because of the influence of my father. And I remember going into the ministry thinking, everybody must be like that. And then I'll never forget the first confirmation class I had. And I was taking one of the boys home from confirmation. And he started talking about his dad. And he said, you know, his dad had left their house. And he said, you know, the only thing I ever remember my dad saying to me is, you're nothing but a blonde-haired SOB who'll never amount to anything. Wow. Here I was thinking everybody had the same experience that I had had, and here I'd never experienced that before. And the longer I've been in ministry, the more stories I've heard of the alcoholic father who was verbally or physically abusive. Or the workaholic father who never had time to throw a ball or sit down with their kids. Or the father that just simply wasn't there, that left and abandoned the family. So some of us, some of you, as you're sitting with kids here, have good memories and good thoughts of fathers. This is a good day for you, and for others of you, this is a tough day because you didn't have the father you wanted or deserved. And so we need to remember, no matter what we have from earthly fathers, we have access to our Heavenly Father. We all have access to forgiveness, to love, to joy, to peace through Jesus Christ. And so it's sad not everybody remembers fathers fondly, but if you don't remember, you have a Heavenly Father who loved you enough to send his own son for you, who loved you enough to die for you. And that's what we have to hold on to as the people of God. Earthly fathers are sinful, don't always do what they should, but our Heavenly Father loves us and has even guaranteed us eternal salvation. And St. Paul, in that text, also talked about suffering. It's weird. He says, we rejoice in our suffering. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know of anybody that rejoices in their suffering. Maybe there's a masochist out there that enjoys pain. But Paul says, suffering sometimes leads us to better things. It's kind of like at the gym. No pain, no gain. It's the suffering of putting those muscles through that builds muscle. And Paul says, suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and our hope won't disappoint us. So Paul was saying, if suffering leads you to God, to hold on to something that you don't have, the suffering itself isn't good, but it can serve a good purpose to lead us to God. Again, suffering itself isn't good, but sometimes it can produce in us good things, that we can find peace and we can be led to God. And so Paul says, even when he suffered in jail, even when he was shackled just for his faith for no other reason, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Despite all of his suffering in his life, he found his joy in God, a God of forgiveness and love and grace. And so on this Father's Day, that's what we celebrate together. For those with good fathers, celebrate those good memories. For those who struggle with memories, celebrate your Heavenly Father who loves you enough to die for you on the cross. And so that is what brings us all together today, because we all have a loving Father. And it's through our faith in Jesus Christ that we see God as he really is. In fact, Paul later in Romans, in the 8th chapter, says, I believe that the sufferings of this life will not compare to the glories yet to be revealed. And so for Paul, when he suffered, it simply made him say, I know that these sufferings are going to end, and God's got greatness planned for me in the future. And I'm going to hold on to that. I'm not going to hold on to the suffering. I'm going to hold on to the hope and the promise of eternal life and constant bliss. And so Paul could even say, I rejoice in my suffering, not because I like to suffer, not because suffering is good, but it points me back to God, and when I go to Him, there I discover a God of grace and love and salvation. So never take for granted what you have. If you know the password, Jesus Christ, it gives you access to grace, access to peace and love that just in the world you can't have access to. But through Jesus, that's all yours. So may you enjoy God's love now, and may you know you have a future of eternity with a heavenly Father who loves you. Amen. You pray with me. Dear Lord God, sometimes this world can be a difficult place. For all those fathers and men who have been examples of love and have been leaders and caregivers, we give you thanks. For all those children who have suffered, we pray, surround them with your grace. Be their heavenly Father, that suffering may be transformed into hope, and a hope that will be fulfilled in eternity. Thank you for your love now and your promise of love for eternity. Amen.